So who knew what, when, and where do we point the finger of blame? The paper trail is working its way up Downing Street as the allegations threaten to become corroborations. The charge is that Gordon Brown, as Chancellor, knew that HBOS was taking risks and failed to do anything about it. Paul Moore, the whistleblower, says he has proof. The Prime Minister says there's nothing to prove.
The reason that HBOS fell was not because of these specific allegations and the result of them. The reason it fell was because its business model, its whole business model, was wrong.
But not so, says Mr. Moore, who claims to have 30 documents which show that the responsibility lies firmly at the feet of Gordon Brown. In a statement to Sky News last night, he said that, "I have detailed corroborative evidence that supports my allegations, and I maintain in the strongest possible way that the KPMG report that Gordon Brown, the FSA and Sir James Crosby rely on will not withstand truly independent public scrutiny." It could very well be just the evidence that the opposition has so desperately wanted in order to link Gordon Brown to the financial crisis.
These papers, if they bear out what Mr. Moore says, will certainly be valuable ammunition for the Tories. I mean, what they have been trying to do is link Gordon Brown directly to the failure of the banks, to say that this crisis happened on his watch and that as Chancellor he failed in the key job of monitoring and regulating the banks.
And the dark cloud of nationalisation still hangs ominously over the Lloyds Banking Group. It's today defended the decision to award bonuses to retail and commercial staff, but the troubled tie-up between Lloyds, TSB and HBOS is being criticised as a shotgun marriage.
The reason that Paul Moore's allegations are potentially so important is because for the first time in this financial crisis, accountability is creeping up towards the door of number 10. But at this stage, they are still just allegations, and some might say, from a man who has an axe to grind against a company who sacked him. It also remains to be seen just what are in those 30 documents that he intends to make available. Alistair Bunkle, Sky News, Downing Street.